Dr. Wellington Ferguson, dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, first name Vong, P-A-Q-O-N-G, date of birth, March 14, 1971, date of evaluation, June 4, 2026. The chief complaint, 55-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left knee surgery. The HCI. The patient has noted is a 55-year-old female who is employed at the Hilton period. She reports a left knee injury. This occurred secondary to repetitive motion injury to the left knee period. In June of 2023, she noted worsening pain and swelling such that she reported pain period. She has had ongoing pain, which she describes as 9/10 subjectively. Pain is dull but worsened with activity. It is improved with medication period. The patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, past medical history, one hypothyroidism, next number hypertension, past surgical history, C-section, medications, levothyroxine 100 micrograms PO daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 PO daily, 1,5 vitamin 1 daily, allergies, non-on drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, she reports weight loss. Eyes, she wears reading glasses, she reports dryness, oral cavity, she reports permanent upper and lower dentures, neck, she has had stiffness. Musculoskeletal, she reports pain, period, she has left knee pain, period, she further has back pain, period. Review system, otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 144/80, pulse 92, respiratory rate 16, height 62 inches, weight 160.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HBI, a correction, the data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm at a rate of 86 beats per minute, period. All the intervals are normal ECG, period. Impression, this is a 55-year-old female who suffered an industrial injury to the left knee, period. She describes repetitive motion injury, period. The patient was thought to have osteoarthrosis of the knee, period. See, is noted to be clinically stable for a procedure period. She had initially been evaluated by Dr. Warren Strudlick, who notes that the patient initially presented for low back pain and bilateral knee pain. She had noted pain in her bilateral knees with the left greater than that of right, period. It was felt that she would require partial lateral meniscectomy, partial medial meniscectomy, chondroplasty at the left knee, period. Patient is thought to be clinically stable for this procedure. She is cleared for same. Recommendation: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wallington Ferguson.